Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the Venice Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi and I'm here with a friend and in a new position, work position to say it. I'm here with Monique Catalino. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning. Nice to be here and back in Venice after so many years.
You are project manager for Film Italia, and but I'm here to talk to you about this and also about another thing. So we're starting with your job. What's your job? What's a project manager do?
I work for Istituto Luce Cinecittà, and we are responsible for promoting contemporary Italian film around the world. So we work with all the major film festivals and help organize the selections for the Italian films for these festivals.
So let's say Dieter Koslick from Berlin comes to you.
So we have the directors of the different festivals who come to our office in Cinecittà, and basically we prepare the film for them to select, and based on what they see each year when they come to us with our selections, they make a selection, and then we proceed to organize the presence of the actors and the directors and so forth. We're basically spreading the word about Italian film, and contemporary Italian film especially, because there's a lot of really great young first-time directors and coming from Los Angeles, as you hear. My Italian accent is not there, but I am half Italian, very proud of it. And so I'm very also proud of the fact that we get these films seen by audiences all over the world.
I know. I mean, I'm doing the same job you do for a festival in the Seattle Festival, and I know that.
That's right.
People are eager to watch Italian films. In the last 5 years, I think that our quality has improved enormously.
Exactly. I would say, like, you know, you and Angela, we've known each other for at least 12 years now. So, you know, we've been seeing each other at festivals and so forth. We keep up with, and I know now that you've been programming things also in Seattle, which is fabulous, because it's taking more films out there and for audiences, especially in a market like the States, which is a really hard market to pierce.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So it's very important also the work that you do as a programmer.
Listen, but you're here also with another hat, which you are the English voice of a documentary is going to premiere tonight, Bozzetto Non Troppo, which is a documentary about Bruno Bozzetto, which is a master of animation in Italy. Very well known in Italy, absolutely praised around the world. Disney had an exhibition on him, so it's a big persona, even if it's a very modest and very nice man. How did you come up to be involved in this project by Marco Bonfanti?
Well, the film actually is also co-produced by Luce, and basically Marco Bonfanti, who I already knew before because he had another film which was called The L'Ultimo Pastore, which we also was selected for several festivals and it traveled worldwide. And our offices are were in the same area where they were actually mounting the film. And basically, because I am, obviously, my first language is English, second is Italian, they asked me to read something. He liked my voice. And basically, on the second take, they wanted to have somebody introduce and speak about the museum or speak about Bozzetto. So I had to correct the way I pronounced Bozzetto, and I had to say with like an American accent, which I couldn't. And that's just, it was just a little sitting in front of a mic like I am now. I actually was afraid to sit in front of here, but in actual fact, I do love to sit in front of a mic.
So it was it was a strange experience or a nice one?
It was a great experience. It was a cool experience. It was something that was just like, it was just fun to read out loud something and then also produce a sound which they liked. And so I guess that was the thing, was just something to so I'm curious tonight. Actually, I'm going to hear it for the first time on the big screen, and you know, it was just something which I'm very happy to have taken part of, and that's why, you know, I'm here in Venice.
So you have a new career opening in front of you now.
You never know.
Okay, thank you.
I'm also a big fan of Fred Radio, so I have to give a plug to Fred Radio and everybody that works with Fred Radio. I think this is an amazing thing that you guys do.
Well, thank you. We'll be very happy to hear that, because, you know, after 10 days of work, having somebody coming to us to say that we do good, it's
You're
nice.
Great. Federico Spoletti, the whole gang. You guys,
it's
are
nice
great. So
thing.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for having been with us. Thank you to Monica Catalino, which is working for Cinecittà Film Institute Lucio, but she's also the voice of Bozzetto and Antropo in the English version. Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.